This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Got a question for you, Woods. If you won the Masters, are you wearing the jacket the next day out in public?
Yes.
Joe, I just saw a picture from the ATL airport, Atlanta. Hideki Matsuyama, he's walking through to the... He's flying commercial, walking through the terminal. He's carrying it over his arm.
Oh, no.
But he doesn't actually have it on.
Oh, no.
You're drawing a lot of attention. Now, he seems like a guy who doesn't necessarily want to draw extra attention.
Oh, like me.
No, not like me. So he didn't have it on. But he did have it right there over his arm. I mean, it's pretty.
What are you going to do? Wad it up and throw it in a bag?
Even a hanging bag, maybe. I don't know.
Fold it up real nice. You pull it out and like, oh man, I just wrinkled my green jacket. God bless. Yeah, I'd wear it.
You're wearing it. We've seen famous photographs like Phil Mickelson in the drive-thru for Krispy Kreme wearing his green jacket the next morning.
It'd be tough to take off for a long time. It'd be really, really tough. To take off. What an accomplishment from him yesterday. Just an incredible, incredible final round. Got a little more dramatic than it needed to be, but once again, I loved every second of the coverage. Can't wait for the U.S. Open, you know, the next major right here in San Diego. It's going to be incredible.
It's the second next major.
Second next.
The PGA Championship.
Oh, that's next.
Used to be the last one. They've moved it up.
I forgot
into
about
May,
the changes.
So, yeah, they've changed the order of the majors.
So where is that?
I think that's at Kiawa Island this year in South Carolina.
Some good golf out there, I hear, in South Carolina.
And then the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines in June, where they still have not announced if or how many fans are going to be allowed on property. They've quietly stopped selling tickets. If you were lucky enough to get in, no guarantee that they're actually going to let you on property. But they've got to make some sort of announcement here pretty soon. I mean, we're less than 2 months away from the first round of the U.S. Open, and still we haven't even heard. They haven't started constructing... You know, usually the U.S. Open, there's like villages and grandstands and everything. Not much has been done, so they're obviously expecting, you know, limited fans at most. Kind of like the Masters didn't have the big grandstands like they would normally have.
Pretty reserved.
It was just kind of a reserved handful of people that even around the 18th green yesterday to finish out the tournament.
It was cool, though, that they gave a ton of tickets away to, you know, frontline workers, responders on the house free, just handed them out. Just like
that's
they
how Peyton Manning got in. He was there.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence was there.
Yeah, he's frontline worker Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, okay. Frontline
so
worker.
So famous people and frontline workers.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, of course you're going to let those guys out.
I do think, I mean, at some point Xander's got to get his. He's now got 8 top 10 finishes in majors. In 15 attempts, that is an incredibly good major record. Really, stunningly good. He just hasn't been able to finish off one and get the victory. And I said earlier, I don't know if he's kind of going down that Phil Mickelson road, who obviously had a lot of near misses and heartbreaks at majors. Once he finally cashed in, though, you know, they started piling up pretty quickly. He got his 3 green jackets. He's gotten a British Open, PGA Championship, the only one. Of course, that he doesn't still have is the U.S. Open. What a story that would be. Phil played pretty well, actually.
He did.
Ended up under par and was not ever in contention, but made it to the weekend and certainly got to see some shots. It was good to see Phil play well. I can't see Torrey. I mean, he hasn't played well at Torrey in 20 years. I can't really see this being the year that he finally conquers Torrey Pines, but what a storyline that would be.
It'd be a great one.
If he could somehow even be in contention in June for the U.S. Open.
Can't wait. What's the next tourney?
They go over to a very laid-back tournament on Hilton Head Island, the RBC heritage. It's known for as being the, like, the most relaxing tournament on tour, because after all the frayed nerves of Augusta,
yeah,
no one wants to go into another high pressure situation.
So. Relax. How is it easy? Is the course easy?
I think like spa treatments for the players, and they just like, yeah. I mean, it's not. It's a shorter course.
What
it's
a life!
It's a resort. It's just like, all right. If you're gonna play in this one, we're not gonna stress you out majorly.
Just pins right in the middle. Just bloop.
The funny thing is, the winner also gets a jacket. It's a tartan jacket for the winner of the RBC Heritage. So
what is tartan like? It's like a plaid.
Yeah, kind of like plaid looking.
Like the
jacket.
Colonial has that as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of jacket trophies.
I like for the Ben and Woods Open, which we are in deep negotiations and planning on. We're not. We want to be. The Ben and Woods Open that we're going to have this year, I want to get jackets made for the winners. I think that would be badass. Face on the back of one, my face on the back of another, Paulie's
face.
The color,
though, is very important.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I mean, gold is Football Hall of Fame. Green is Masters. What's a Ben and Woods color jacket? Brown?
Maybe.
Brown jacket.
Brown and yellow, like the pods.
There you go.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Padres and the rest of Major League Baseball, it is time for Woods. Get us caught up with his daily Boomer Bulletin. How pitchers are hitting in the National
League. God, it's so fun watching pitchers hit. It just is, right? We left off Friday's show. Pitchers hitting a robust 123 in 163 at-bats with a home run, 5 doubles, 7 RBI. So calculating all of the weekend bits, Ben. Friday night, pitchers were 1 for 15. That's good for an 0.66 average. Charlie Morton had a single, the lone single. Pitcher struck out 8 times, left 10 runners on base. On Saturday, oh, the Boomers were treated to something really, really special. 20,000 fans at the D-backs home opener. They had an opportunity to see the National League prove why the old way isn't the easiest way. But the easiest way isn't always the best way. In a world with DHs, you spoil the talents of a Madison Bumgarner from Hickory, North Carolina. You deny such a Paul Bunyan-esque figure from being able to show you how real men used to settle ball games in the days of Cy Young and Old Hoss Radburn. Indeed, the fans were treated to the very soul of the game. Bumgarner called in to pinch hit.
Wow.
Yeah. He popped out to third. The D-backs lost in extras. They had other players. They went with Radburn. Pitchers on Saturday struck out 10 times, stranded 10 runners. They were 3 for 28 that day. That's a 107 average. And then on Sunday, 2 for 20 with a 100 average. Those hits courtesy of JT Brubaker from the Pirates. Watch out for him. And Arizona's Luke Weaver. He also accounted for 5 RBI, though. Brubaker got 2 on a single, another on a fielder's choice. And so, let's see. Struck out 7 times yesterday, left 8 on base for a weekend, for a season-long total of 115. They're batting 115 and 226 at-bats. Home run, 5 doubles, 12 RBI. That is your Boomer Bulletin, a robust, sexy 115.
Padres pitchers went 0 for 0 because they had the designated hitter.
How nice was that? I wonder if Joe Musgrove gets that no-hitter if he has to bat. I really do.
New MLB.com and MLB Network power rankings are out in Major League Baseball on a Monday.
Why?
Why are they? They do that every
Monday. No, why?
Why are they?
Why are you doing it?
Don't you want to know where the Padres are?
No.
You don't?
It's been 10 games.
Would you be mad if I said they were 6th?
I wouldn't be happy or mad.
Would you be happy if I said they were 2nd?
I wouldn't be happy or mad.
Number hopefully 4, Blaine
San Diego Padres. Fine. For those who do care, Woods, you can tune out. I'll let you know
the power
where
rankings.
They are when we come back. And we'll finish with some phone calls. 833-288-0973. Ben and Woods going until 9 o'clock this morning on 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, but hold on. We also have Dip S Tweets. That's next.